Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Comedian Jim Brewer is our special guest. He has a big announcement to make. And,
dude,
Jim, I can't help but think that so many times in the past when you were doing your music and doing your comedy and going through your different phases of Jim Brewer, that you had so many things you were hoping would happen. And a lot of things have been happening for you a lot lately, it seems.
You're on a 3-year run, basically. You there? Jim, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No, he's there. I just can't hear us.
Are you there, Jim?
Can you hear us?
I'm here.
Oh, there we go. Go ahead, Jim.
Now we can hear you. You're on a 3-year run, brother. Weird. Yeah, we were having a little board issue. No big deal. You're on a 3-year run, huh?
Well, it feels that way.
It started, honestly, it feels like it started with the first season of the Met stuff.
You're absolutely right.
And
it
then.
It started with making those videos after the Met games. And that launched a whole new audience.
Mm.
And then, people went on YouTube and they started just selling, oh, I got to see this guy. I didn't even know he was a comedian.
Right.
That launched into this gig I do on Long Island, the Paramount. And then if you told me that in 1986, when I went to go see Metallica, opening up for Ozzy.
I was there.
Oh, and you just saw Cliff, James, Kirk, and Lars with the crosses just slaying that place. If you were to tell me, yeah, no, you're going to tour with them down the road. Like, what? Come on.
So explain what you just said, because they're hearing it for the first time, what you're saying about touring and Metallica and the whole thing.
So I'm going to be on their whole U.S. tour now.
The whole thing?
The entire tour. We start in September, and we end in March of 2019. Now, what is it? It's not a stand-up. I'm not going up doing stand-up.
Oh, you're not?
No.
You got the band opening up for Metallica?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
No. This is, I've done stuff for them before.
Right.
Years ago, they had me, it all started with, they would come on my show when I was at Satellite, and because I know them, I know they got this funny side to them.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of interviewing them, I would always make them do these stupid game show stuff, which was, they loved it.
Good.
So from that led to, hey, will you create something for Metallica fans for our 30-year anniversary show?
Mm.
And it was in San Fran, it was 5 nights, and the fans loved it. We had hilarious crowd interaction, all Metallica game show type of stuff, and then the band would come on.
Right.
They want, Metallica's at the point where they've had a million bands open for them.
Right.
No one goes to see the band. Mm. Nobody.
So they want to do something different.
They were like, we want something for our fans that leads up to the concert. And this started off with a little like, hey, man, would you be into this? I'm like, well, what do you want? Am I juggling? What am I doing?
Can you juggle?
Am I going up on stage and they throw things at me? Not for very long. So I didn't know, is this, where are we going with this?
Mm-hmm.
So he went, you know, because think of a pregame in the parking lot that goes inside. So I went, all right. I got some ideas. So I wrote down a bunch of ideas. I pitched it to James, and I didn't hear nothing from him.
Hmm.
You know, I get he was in Madrid and all this stuff. Now, I think as a Metallica fan, I'm like, oh, my God, the fans are going to go crazy. Oh, they're going to go nuts. It's going to allow you to There's so many. And I don't want to say what each bit is.
Oh, okay.
Because we're not set in stone. It's not all set in stone. I got to sit with Lars and James and go like, okay, are we definitely in on this?
Mm-hmm.
Are we definitely not up for this? We definitely up for this, and we definitely... I can tell you this. I know the fans, they are going to have a... So I host them. Now, they're bringing a DJ. Now, the DJ is going to play while we're setting up the next event. So picture there's going to be 4 or 5 events that are big crowd Metallica events. Crowd interactions.
So you mean like within each show, it's like a festival feel to it?
Correct.
You have a side stage, things like that?
Correct.
Okay.
So, but it's only, so if you're in an arena, think, all right, let me give you like a sample of something we would do. We may do something they're really into. I don't know if it's going to happen. Let's say Rise or Die karaoke. We're going to get 4 or 5 dummies that think they're going to pull off on stage in front of the audience 1 minute of their favorite Metallica song.
Okay.
Right? And I let the audience know, you can't boo and don't throw anything.
Yeah, so that'll make them not do that.
That'll work.
Right, aren't you already? Now you already want to go because you don't want to.
Right, but you got to remember, Jim, remember that time you said you went to see Metallica open up for Ozzy?
Yeah,
do you not do you not remember
different
the
time.
M80s going off over your head?
Yes, those are different times.
Okay,
true.
Back then, they would have died immediately. You know, they're not like that anymore. People are not—they're not that crazy, and
mm-hmm. They're older.
Metallica fans, right. But a lot of them are 40, 50, my age, bringing younger kids.
Yeah.
So, if you get some poor sap that goes, yeah, definitely. And the winner gets whatever backstage. Says,
cool.
Blah, whatever the shabigo is. But he's got a minute. You got a minute as the crowd. I'm the ringleader. Listen, let me give you 1 minute. And when the minute hits, the crowd chants Rise, like Atlas
uh-huh.
Rise,
right.
Or Die for Creeping Death. Die, right. Get off the stage, you're done.
Right.
Rise, you stay to the next round. And there's
somebody's going to have to be amazing to not get a die.
What you're telling me is... You have become a heavy metal game show host.
Correct.
That's great.
I'm paid to be a heavy metal game show host.
Are you the ringleader of the Metallica circus? Is that really what's going on, the pre-show circus?
Sounds like it.
That's what I would do. Yes, absolutely.
That's a pretty cool gig.
It's not a stand-up show.
We are.
It's not, you know, will I be funny? Yeah.
You'll be yourself.
When it calls for it, yes.
Right.
I'm not going to go out and go, so my wife, you know, I just turned 50. It's funny when you turn 50, they like give you a colonoscopy. Who's with me?
Right. Oh, that's great. We're on the phone with Jim Brewer. If you're just tuning in, and Jim, I can't help but think that they know all the impressions. They know how you do James. Yeah. I would be shocked if at some point on this, you know where I'm going with this?
Of course I do.
If at some point on this tour. You're not joining them for a song a night.
Well, I never even thought of that. I won't
come on.
Think of that, but I'll definitely let it be known before they come out.
That's pretty good.
Right.
Yeah, because the crowd definitely, some fans know that I do a lot of material, whether it's Slayer, very heavy metal based.
Right.
Matter of fact, at the Paramount, you know, the Paramount Long Island. Hey, by the way, here's a shameless plug. March 9th, Friday, I'm going to be in Clearwater.
Are you?
Capitol Theater. Yeah, Capitol Theater, Clearwater.
Are those tickets already on sale?
Yeah, they're on sale. So I'm coming down next Friday. Not this Friday, next Friday.
Oh, that's awesome.
Capitol Theater. So I filmed a sketch with James and his wife and my wife, and we played it the first night at the Paramount. And then I just came back from Arizona with a Halford sketch, which is really funny. But the community knows them. A lot of people know, like, oh, he does great heavy metal stuff. So, but the ones that don't, they're, listen, here's the cool thing. I know I'm a diehard, I can stand next to any diehard Metallica fan, not nuts.
Right.
Nuts out there. Diehard Metallica fan, and I know what I want to see. So I'm thinking from a fan point of view, and we're gonna.
That's cool.
We're gonna murder.
So great.
You know, Jim is doing a residency here. He keeps referring to the Paramount. He's doing a residency here. Paramount is a really great theater here on the island. But you had a feel.
A residency means he's there once a month, yeah, in a row, and he keeps selling out.
I think we're in the 7th month of sellouts, which is awesome. But you had to feel pressure for that. You had to.
I'm not going to lie to you. That's another thing. With the things going now between Metallica and the residency, I did a whole new team. So, you know, 50, I gotta figure something. I got to somehow figure something out. And this new team, right away, they're like, look, you sold out the Paramount X amount of times. Let's go for residency. I'm like, what? Yeah, we do once a month. So what? No, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
No, you'll sell.
Was it scary?
No, I won't. Can I tell you, from December till almost the end of January, I had cluster headaches. I had to go to the hospital twice.
Ooh.
And my wife was at the point where she went, cancel the whole thing. This is not worth you.
So,
wow.
And then, but
that
then all of a sudden, it was like, dude, we're sold out. 3 shows. Went, what?
Headaches went away?
We're about to announce the 4th show. What? They went away.
Wow.
So your wife knew it was, or had a strong feeling, and the doctors knew that it was stress-induced?
Yeah, see, now the doctors can't prove I've had this before in my life. Whenever there's big change, the first time my wife got cancer,
right,
I had this thing for a month straight. And they're evil. Anyone that knows cluster, they're migraines,
yeah,
to a new level. They wake you up while you're sleeping. It's it was brutal. It was really brutal. But if you would have, matter of fact, when I was filming, and maybe this is a pity thing that James did for me, when I was filming with James, I got a couple while I was out there, and you know, I was over apologetic. He's like, dude, what is what's going on with you? And so now they're gone. Sounds like maybe they're gone for a while, but.
Maybe forever.
Yeah, when I started this year, I'm going, okay, you know, we got Paramount, we got the shows. Boom, sold out, hitting July. Oh, yeah, you tour with Metallica. What?
Now, do you have any stress about touring with Metallica, or are you totally, your mind's clear, you know you're going to be great, everything's going to be fine?
My mind is so clear.
Good
this
for you.
Is, I can't, I keep calling them, like, when can we fly out and go over all these, but I want to. Listen, off air, I can tell you a bunch of these gags.
Right.
But no, you can't spoil the surprise.
I'm telling you, as a fan watching in the crowd, you're going to go, dude, we got to show up early to watch this. We got to watch this go down. Someone's going down hard.
You know how you do that? Maybe, I mean, maybe you just don't want to give it away, but maybe it's the first two nights.
Yeah.
You know, you Facebook Live it or something like that so people can get...
I'm sure that, you know what? I'm sure they'll do that. And that's what they told me, too. I didn't find this out until Sunday night.
Wow, this is cool. Wow.
So you found out it was Sunday and it's already out there?
Yes, Sunday night. Like I said, first James kind of let me know. He's like, hey, we're thinking about doing something different for the tour.
Yeah.
For, like, the fans and blah, blah, blah. He's like, you were good at creating this stuff before and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Right.
I threw him the ideas, and he would write me back 3 days later. Mm-hmm. God, does he like
right.
me?
But here you are. It's done.
And then I'd realize he's in Madrid and all over the world.
Right.
And I didn't hear nothing. This was over, it was almost a month ago. And I went, all right, so clearly they're going to have to announce the tour soon, so I guess. I guess I'm out. That's cool.
So who called you Sunday? Who gave you the word? Who's the guy who gives you the word for Metallica?
One of the managers.
Oh, okay.
That sucks.
Matter of fact, he said, hey, man, I'm real close to your house. Can I come to your house? I went, what?
Sure.
Honey, get out the broom. Clean this place up, stat.
Metallica's manager.
Get those kids out of their rooms and off their iPads and get them to work.
Oh, my God.
Metallica's coming.
I swear to God, I still had like Christmas stuff on the front lawn. I was putting it away because there was no one home at the house.
Right.
My wife was in Florida visiting my daughter. I cleaned this house better than my wife could ever imagine. I would turn off certain lights. I put the lighting a certain way. I get the coffee machine. Everything amazing.
Yeah.
And I went, okay, I'm going to pitch these ideas to him. And he wants to hear all the ideas. And I'm going to have to get this by. Okay. All right. I'm ready for this pitch. Here we go. And I for 3 hours, I'm sitting there going over. He comes over the house. And he just, bloop. Okay. So here's the tour. Here's where we're touring. And here's the blah, 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 and this is the night you'll be working, blah, blah, blah. And I went, okay.
And that's it?
Yeah, no, I'm cool with the schedule. He's like, you got nothing booked. And I said, yeah, no. Whatever I'm booked, I'll break it open. Don't worry about it. And then he goes, so you're totally into this? Oh, yeah. So here's my idea. He goes, I don't need you. I'll listen to the ideas, but we're going to announce this tomorrow. I went, what? Your name's in it. What?
That's great.
Are you kidding me? So yeah, this is what we're calling it, and boom, it was. And then I gave him the ideas, and he was howling.
Great.
He said, "I love these ideas. This is exactly what we need."
Great.
But my job is to make sure, right before Metallica goes up, that crowd is hopped up.
Right.
And why wouldn't you be?
Right.
So between the games and the festival feeling, there's going to become an end to that. And then are you the guy who brings them on stage?
No. They're going to stick to their natural opening they've been doing.
Oh, well, there you go.
Ecstasy of Gold.
That's all you need. That's going to be great.
Right before that happens, I'm going to have a crowd competition. You know, this section versus this section.
Classic heavy metal.
section.
Are you doing every night of the tour?
Yeah.
Every.
No, and there's amazing. No opening band at all?
No.
That's great, dude.
Just me and this DJ guy. I don't know who the DJ is. I don't know who he is.
All right, let's get down to brass tacks. Are we talking retirement money?
No.
Are we talking about vacation in Disney money? Or is it somewhere in between?
No, honestly, what we're honestly talking is...
You don't have to tell us. Don't worry about it. I was just breaking your ball a little bit.
Put it this way. It's not even close to what you would imagine. Okay. Let's put this.
But
it is down the line. This is going to pay off big time for you, Jay.
Yes.
I had that. So,
exactly.
I don't look at it as, okay.
Are they letting you sell merch?
Oh, I don't know. We haven't even gotten to that part. What I'm hoping, though, and this is something I wanted to do on their arena tour, I wanted to connect with them and go, hey, listen, can I do a follow-around Metallica tour where I do stand-up the night before?
That's cool.
And that is what I'm hoping I can do with this, because then I can make money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know from you and I talking over the years... The dream is Nassau Coliseum.
Yes.
We know that.
1,000%.
That's because that's where Jim and all of us grew up, and so that's the place that Jim has always dreamed of playing.
It's not on the schedule here yet. I don't know if they're going to add more shows.
They're not. From what I understand, they're not. What you see is what you get.
What I see is Des Moines, friggin' Iowa. What kind of crap is that?
Well, you know what it is? They did the stadiums.
Right.
And they don't want to hit those same exact markets.
Understood.
They want to give to the littler markets and the smaller
all their fans.
Places.
Yeah.
Dude, this is going to be huge, dude.
Jim, are you going to travel with Metallica, like on their plane and stuff?
No, I don't think so. Because I'm going to have to...
You want to get there ahead.
...day earlier because they are toying with night before stuff.
Yep.
The only thing I know that I'm super attached to is... being this ringleader for the fans before every concert begins on the whole tour.
Yep. Great job. That's awesome, Jim Brewer.
Oh,
that was awesome.
Yeah, listen, you got to get yourself on the plane. You have to. Say, listen, if
have you ever been on the plane?
If you're going to pay me this, I got to ride on the plane. I got to. Fair is fair.
I'll take a buggy getting pulled in the back.
You're too you know what? Over the years, and I've told you this before, you are too modest.
Yeah, he really is.
Well,
you haven't changed.
It's paid off, though.
It's humble life, man. I feel good. Everything I've done in life, even, you know, the wins, the losers, the fails, the victories. It's Long Island, man.
Right on. All right, brother.
Good place to grow.
And so Clearwater, next Friday, you'll be doing your regular stand-up gig?
Yeah, that's stand-up, yeah.
What did you say, Capitol Theater?
Stand-up. Yeah.
All right, man.
Can you say hello to Brian Johnson as Brian Johnson since he's in Sarasota?
Is he there now?
Isn't that where he lives, right?
That is lives, and I hope he sees me because sometimes he usually comes out to the show. He won't say to the night of, "Not to me, son. I see that you're playing Sarasota, and I want to come out." Have a good time. I hope you're funny.
And
then, but I leave out a lot of curses in between.
Yeah, right. that's
curses
good stuff.
More than the Goodfellas flick.
All right, brother. Well, listen, we'll be
hey,
in touch.
Awesome.
I think you're scheduled to come in and do our show here on the island sometime soon too. So we'll hopefully we'll see you before you take off on this tour.
Hey, thanks for giving us this big exclusive thing. We love it,
Jim Brewer, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, Jim.
And then once I start really getting in.
Yeah.
You know, when we lock in ideas, then I can share more with you.
Oh, let's hear it.
They're really good. They're really a fan. I'm like, oh, God, it's going to be great. So there you go. I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Jim. No problem, brother.
Thanks,
man. There he is. Jim Brewer, ladies and gentlemen.
Is he not, Monica, one of the most likable guys you'll ever meet?
So normal.
Oh, I love that guy. I always have. For like way before I worked here, a long time. One of my happiest vacations involved seeing him.
The thing about Jim is he's just so damn likable.
Yeah.
You know, like you.
And that's really who he is. Like that guy talking on the phone, that's Jim Brewer.
Right.
That's how he is off the stage. That's how he is when he's not on the radio with us, when he's on the radio. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's just that's the guy.
I related with him so much when he was on Half Baked. You know, yeah. I was like, that's my dude, you know?
Bro. Billy Bong Thornton.
Billy Bong Thornton.
Yeah. No. We got to bust out Rusty. What is it? Something. Wesley Pipes. Wesley Pipes. Yeah. Wesley Pipes. All right, we're Roger, JP. 125 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Thanks, Jim Brewer.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.